Good morning, and with us this morning is a very special person, and Sharon Bonet, the former station manager at KXCV KRNW. And again, we've been celebrating the 50th birthday of the radio station, Sharon, and you're a very integral part of the success that the station has had through the years. And again, it's good to have you with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much. And I feel my age is showing because I was with you most of those 50 years. And it has been, it's been a wonderful ride, so to speak. I was fortunate enough to come on board about a year after KXCV signed on the air. And so I was mentored by Catherine Cushman, the woman who founded the radio station, wrote all the grants and made KXCV the first full-power station in the state of Missouri, and one of two stations managed by a woman. So in this January, when we're looking at the first woman vice president, we had one of the first two women National Public Radio general managers back in 1971-72.
And again, just a very instrumental in the success that we've had here at KXCV KRNW. And Sharon, just to kind of go through the various roles that you've had at the radio station, again, ending as station manager of the station, and just kind of take us through the time frame of working at KXCV KRNW.
Well, starting in 1972, March of that year, I began as the traffic supervisor, and a few months later, we were able to acquire a federal grant to hire two additional people, and then I moved into what they termed then community services, which basically was a community liaison and interview person. And then I moved into program director, and that eased me then into the role of general manager. It was nice to have the opportunity to move through the program in that way because I feel like I had an appreciation for and an understanding of the various roles that each person, each position played in making the station run smoothly. And I was also very fortunate, I think, to be able to see the station develop from those very early days where programming was delivered to us by phone line or on big 10-inch reels of tape. And now it's so totally different and so contemporary and really state-of-the-art that it's fun to be able to have that appreciation through the years. I think the thing, you know, as I've looked back, and I have been doing a lot of that as I've heard about KXCV celebrating its 50th year, as I look back, I've been trying to formulate in my own mind those things that seem to stand out more, most especially, and it always comes back to the people. You know, we've accomplished so many things technologically. We developed the Bearcat Radio Network that you have been a part of, really as a student before it was known as the Bearcat Radio Network, and most assuredly in more recent years since it has been developed. There was the audio reader program for the visually impaired. The scholarship program was developed with several major scholarships for students of broadcasting. The 24-hour broadcast day was huge, and the ability to automate, which enabled that 24-hour broadcast day. Probably, as I look back, one of the most significant things was when we were able to take the broadcast signal for KXCV and duplicate that in Chillicothe area so that public radio really reached all across the northern tier of Missouri and the southern tier of Iowa in terms of counties. And that was a huge service that Northwest was able to provide to the region, I think. And gosh, as I think about some other things, oh, the Stuckey Broadcast Museum, speaking of the way technology has advanced, that enables the visitors and the students, I think, to appreciate everything that we have been able to see develop within our program in the last 50 years. But and of course, there's the on-air fund drives. those are an opportunity, really, to link with our listeners and to hear from them in a very special, meaningful kind of way. So it's been an exciting time. I can honestly say that in those 34 years that I was there, I never dreaded going to work. Being in the station with the students and with the staff was always positive and always very energizing. And to be a part of public radio's development and see what role it plays in media nationwide today is pretty darn exciting.
You know, I think what's really amazing when you talk about the early years of KXCV, the forethought and that went into the mission of the station from the very beginning with the Catherine Cushman, of course, Raleigh Stallman, and yourself setting the foundation for what is still in place today. Again, a lot of the mission, although technology has changed through the years, and programming has changed to a degree as well, but really the mission has been the same really since signed on in 1971.
It has been, John, and Catherine Cushman was a true visionary. She was a tiny little 5'1" gal, but she was mighty, and she had a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy, and she made decisions quite decisively, and she determined early on that student involvement was the role that we should take. And I'm really very proud that that continues to be, 50 years later, a very strong part of our dual mission.
And one thing, too, that has changed at the time that KXCV signed on the air, there were very few FM stations in the region, and not only very few FM stations in the region, but also one with the power that KXCV had, being 100,000 watts. I remember probably I was about 12 getting a radio for Christmas, AM FM radio, and just tuning the FM dial, and there was KXCV, and then might have been one or two other stations that faintly would come in, but KXCV at that time was really ahead of its time as far as FM goes.
It was, and you know, John, a little sidebar to that memory that you have, I used to take my noon hours, and I would go to hardware stores and to other stores in the region that had FM radios on the market. And I would go through and I would switch all the dials to 90.5 so that if anyone was checking the FM radio out in the marketplace, the first thing that would come on was 90.5 FM, and hopefully it stayed there because FM just wasn't, it was in its infancy at the time. And it was just marketing in and of itself to get people to have FM radios in their cars or to realize how important an FM radio was in their home environment.
And KXCV able to offer national public radio programming really from the outset. We heard from Raleigh last week talking about how just a week or two behind due to the fact of getting the phone lines in place to be able to pick up the NPR programming. But we've been with NPR really from the very start.
That's right. It started with All Things Considered. And then I remember shortly after the fire of 1979, Morning Edition actually became available to us. And then, of course, we always had the Metropolitan Opera as long as the opera broadcasts were provided. And then the whole array of programming of all different venues, whether it's information or entertainment, has really changed and grown. And it's a program director's delight right now because there are so many choices, even in a 24-hour broadcast day.
And one thing that we're proud of with NPR is just the coverage that they're able to give on the national and international level to go along with what we do locally here to really give our listeners a complete picture of what's taking place.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, when one watches another media form, i.e. television, it's really nice to see and encouraging to see when they bring forth some information from other sources. NPR is almost always front and foremost. And I think that's because NPR has developed the reputation of always being very fair in its reporting. It often isn't the first to offer the breaking news, because NPR really checks its sources. But it is so reliable, and I find myself, when I hear something, I run to turn up the radio dial, because I know if I hear it on NPR, it's true.
And one of the nice things, too, about KXCV celebrating its 50th birthday this year has been the comments we're hearing from former announcers at KXCV, KRNW, former students that have come through the program and have since gone on to be successful in a number of fields, including, obviously, broadcasting. But one thing that stands out is just the impact that you've had on students through those years. I know Patty Hall and I are both very fortunate that we had a chance to be mentored by you during our student days at KXCV, and then later as a professional staff and serving under you as a station manager, that we've been very fortunate as well. But just to hear the number of comments of the impact you've had on people's lives really has been very special for us.
Well, thank you. I have seen some of those comments on the special Facebook page that KXCV has for its alumni now, and it has been so much fun, and it's enabled me to realize that we may not just be preparing people for radio and television or multimedia positions. What we are preparing people for, and always have additionally, is to be good people, to have a work ethic that is admirable, to be able to communicate effectively, whether they're working in banking or in the classroom or, you know, some other professional job. I really credit the broadcast program at Northwest for teaching students how to write and how to communicate, no matter what avenue they end up spending their work days in.
Well, I haven't been around for all 50 years, obviously, but it seems like the 50 years have gone by very quickly what KXCV has been able to do. And hopefully that we're going to be around for 50, 100 more years as technology changes.
I'm counting on it.
Again, Sharon, it's been great sharing this time with you this morning and hearing some of your thoughts about KXCV and the transition to the future here.
Thank you, John.
Okay, and that is a former station manager at KXCV, KRNW, Sharon Bonet. Again, another one of the people very instrumental in the success the station has had through the past 50 years.